Penguin Random House Audio presents Secret Service Dogs, The Heroes Who Protect the President of the United States by Maria Godovich. Read for you by Nicole Valencia. To the dogs of the United States Secret Service, who have been steadfastly and enthusiastically protecting presidents since 1976, and have never let politics stand in their way. A note on mission security. The United States Secret Service is not an agency that jumps at the chance to be the subject of a book. It is, after all, the Secret Service. It took 9 months to secure permission to research and write this book, in part because of some sweeping changes within the agency, but also because of concerns about OPSEC, operational security. With security missions as vital as the Secret Service's, I didn't want to do anything that would jeopardize OPSEC. But I also wanted to be able to tell the full and vibrant story of its canine teams. We came to an understanding that would safeguard OPSEC while granting me both unprecedented access and editorial control. There were certain items I agreed not to disclose, including the names of explosives the dogs detect, certain tactics, and names of any of the dozens of venues that allow dog teams to train in realistic scenarios, including stadiums, arenas, parks, airports, and malls. In addition, I opted not to mention names of family members. The Secret Service also asked me not to include last names of current employees, just first name and last initial or a nickname. Foreword by Clint Hill, Assistant Director, Protective Forces, retired, U.S. Secret Service. The United States Secret Service is constantly updating its protective methods and procedures, seeking to improve its ability to carry out its various missions and responsibilities. In the mid-1970s, I, as the Assistant Director for Protective Forces, along with my deputy Paul Rundle and members of our staff, maintained a continuous dialogue with the various protective units, discussing what they believed was needed to improve their protective posture. One subject that continuously came up was the use of canine units in both explosive detection and emergency response. We had been receiving canine assistance from local law enforcement agencies and, when appropriate, the U.S. military services. These requests always put a strain on the agencies, who had their own responsibilities and problems to deal with. The discussions finally came to a conclusion in 1975, when Director H. Stewart Knight agreed to our researching the possibility of having our own canine units. We selected one of my staff members, Special Agent in Charge Bill Livingood, to be in charge of the research project, and he began the task of determining just exactly what would best fit the requirements of the Secret Service. He interviewed local law enforcement agencies using canine units, visited federal facilities where canine units were trained, observed their training methods, determined how they selected the handlers, and researched the type of dog best suited for our needs. Cost was always a concern, and this, being a new project, had to be included in the final analysis. Once Livingood's research was concluded and approved by Director Knight, the canine program began on a very limited scale. Dogs have been used for centuries to protect property and individuals. They have been used as trackers to locate escaped prisoners and find human remains. They have been used successfully by the military services in a variety of ways. Increasingly, canines were being used throughout the entire law enforcement community, and as a result of Livingood's research, it was clear that the time had come for the Secret Service to include this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?